Stay tuned for Screen Guild and the Seventh Veil on NBC.
Teal for a beautiful smile, the life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it. T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, and the life of Riley. Chester A. Riley's latest headache started the other day when, during a stroll with his friend Jim Gillis, he stopped to admire a large billboard describing the wonders of Brophy Brothers' giant circus and stupendous sideshow.
Look at this, Gillis. In this circus, they got a fellow that gets shot head first out of a cannon. Captain Rudolph Rigoletto positively defies death at every performance.
Yeah, don't be a chump, Riley. They got it fixed so he lands in a net.
Well, sure, something's got to stop him. Otherwise, some night while you're eating supper, this Rigoletto comes flying through your window and does a nosedive into your soup.
Get wise, Riley. He don't get exploded.
No?
What really shoots the guy out is a big spring.
Go on, I don't believe it. Them circuses wouldn't fool people.
Riley, this is the inside dope from my son, Edboy. My boy ain't no deadhead like your junior. He's a go-getter. And he's got himself a jab in that circus.
He did? Well, I always figured some sideshow would discover Egbert.
Very humoresque. But never nonetheless, my Egbert's doing all right. He sells peanuts. I figure business experience is good for building up my boy's character.
Well, I don't have to worry about my boy. He gets his character from me, and I got plenty. Why, when I walk into a room, people say, "Look out, here comes that character."
Now, I don't see your kid bringing home no buck, buck and a half, 2 bucks every night. And it ain't only that. Eggbite also brung us 2 passes to the circus.
Passes? 3 passes?
Sure. Look, admit 2.
Yeah. Oh, so what? My junior could get a job at that circus, too, if he wanted.
Yeah, but that's it. He don't want it. Because you ain't brung him up right. 13 years old. And already he's a failure in life.
He is not. He just didn't take a circus job like Egbert because... Well, because...
Well, go on, Randy. Because why? Why? Why?
Because
why?
I brung him up not to do nothing until he heard from me. And believe me, when I get home, he's going to hear from me. Junior's going to sell peanuts too, Gillis, and he'll outsell your Egbert.
I will wager you a bet on that.
Anything you say, $1,000, $2,000.
Let's make it real money.
Okay, $1 cash.
It's a bet. $1 cash. And also, the loser cuts the winner's grass all summer. Are you game?
Am I game? I'm gamier than you are. You think my junior ain't got brains enough to sell peanuts? Well, I'll show you my junior's got more of a peanut brain than your Egbert.
But, Pop, I don't want to work in the circus.
You don't want to... Peg, did you hear that? Now, I ask you, give me your honest opinion.
Well, Riley, if he doesn't want it, then he shouldn't.
Please, Peg. When I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. Listen, Junior, I suppose you'd like to see this circus.
Well, sure. Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm. You expect me to shell out my hard-earned dough to buy tickets, huh? Well, the answer is no.
Huh? Okay, so what's no? Don't give me the money.
If I want to give you the money, I'll give it to you. Just for that, I won't give it to you.
Oh, Riley, stop making up fuss.
All I know is other boys don't have to come to their old man for handouts. They go out and earn money working for the circus. And they get passes for their lovable parents, too.
But, Riley, if you...
I'm only trying to build up his character, Peg. It ain't the money, it's the passes. I mean, it's the principle. I won't have certain people saying that my son is a loafer who won't work.
But, Riley, he's only 13.
At 13, I was supporting a wife and child.
A wife and child?
Yeah, my mother and me.
Working, Pop. But this weekend, my girl Merlin wants me to take her bike riding.
13 years old, and already he's henpecked by a 12 and a half year old woman. Why can't you be like me? I didn't let myself be henpecked until I got married. Ain't that right, Peg?
Oh, will you stop and let me read this newspaper?
No, but... Oh, what are you picking on Merlin for?
Remember this, Junior. Women are the root of all evil, and you're too young to go around pulling up roots. What do you say? Will you sell peanuts?
Well, I'll think about it.
What is there to think about? A circus ain't work. It's fun. There's a two-headed man and the bearded lady, the dog-faced boy. Ain't it much nicer seeing them than sitting home staring at your mother and me?
Oh, Riley, stop nagging him. Every time you force him into something, you get him into trouble.
Okay. Far be it from me to force my boy. But if he can't do one little thing that I had, after all I've done for him, sacrificing, scrimping, slaving, chiseling, working my fingers...
Okay, Pop. If it's so important to you, I'll work in the circus.
Well, since you put it so nicely, I give you my permission. Circus over, huh? How are you, Waldo?
Oh, my aching back.
Trouble with the wife again?
Yes. My dear spouse and I were looking at the menagerie when a boy came along and said, "Buy some peanuts, mister, and feed the elephant." And I said, "No, thanks. She eats enough at home."
With your wife, it was a natural mistake, Waldo. How'd you get away from her, huh?
Well, she was chasing me, mm-hmm. So I ducked into the first open door.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
It was the dressing room of Fatima, the siren of the Seven Veils.
No kidding. Well, what happened then, Waldo? Tell a guy. What happened?
Promise not to tell my wife.
I promise. What happened?
I won 30 cents from her at Pinochle.
Waldo, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh, I'm a scamp.
Listen, Waldo, have you seen Mike Jr.?
Jr.? What? Yes, I saw him selling peanuts under the grandstand.
Under the... Waldo, he can't sell any peanuts in a spot like that?
Of course not. That Mr. Gillis bribed the peanut boss to put Jr. in a bad location and to give Egbert a hot spot.
What some people will do to win a bet. Are you sure, Waldo?
Positive. I heard Mr. Gillis frame the whole horrible thing.
The man who'd do a trick like that is a low-down conniving skunk. Oh, why didn't I think of it first?
Mr. Riley, you've got to fight fire with fire.
Yeah, that Gillis is asking for it. Okay, I'm through being honest. From now on, I'm going to be myself.
Mr. Riley?
Yeah?
I have an idea.
Wow.
Round up all the kids on the lot and give them money to buy peanuts. But only from Junior.
Yeah, that's it. Waldo, that's great. Here, take this $12. Give it out to all the kids. Go ahead.
Leave it to me, Mr. Riley. We'll corner the peanut business for your son.
Wait, Waldo.
Huh?
Now remember, I want my boy to think that he's selling all them peanuts on his own. So if anybody asks you who put up this $12, just keep my name out of it. Just say it's a man by the name of Madam X. Junior was selling bushels of peanuts. That boy is a Cracker Jack salesman.
Well, that's fine.
He sold six times as much as Gillis' son. Boy, was that thing red.
Red? What thing?
That thing Gillis uses for a face. Oh, how that poor flusher hates to lose a bet.
A bet?
Yeah.
So that's what's behind all this big talk about building Junior's character. Every time you make a silly bet with that Gillis, there's trouble.
What trouble, Peg?
Now Gillis has to cut our grass all summer. Gee, I wish we had a lawn. Anyway, Junior will see that earning money is hard work. And besides, the circus is very educational. Oh, hello, Junior.
Hiya, Rube. Hiya, doll. Muzzle the meatball and slip me a slug of moo juice. After I worked the concert, I hit a grease joint on a main drag with my mouth.
A fine education.
Well, sure. Already he's learned a new language.
Yeah. It's circus talk. It means I just want a glass of milk, because after the show, I ate at a lunchroom with my girl. Hey, Pop, look at my grouch bag. It's stuffed with lettuce.
Lettuce? Well, I'm glad to hear you still speak English.
Lettuce is money, Pop. Gosh, did I sell peanuts. And you know what?
What?
The boss says I can have a regular full-time job on the road.
Riley, you hear that? Now he wants to leave home.
Now, take it easy, Peg. Listen, son. Maybe there was some good reason why you sold so much peanuts, huh?
Sure, I'm a hot shot, that's why. Why, everywhere I went, the kids chased after me to buy. I took in $12.10.
Where did that dime come from?
Why, the boss says I'm a natural, so I'm taking his offer. Okay?
Well, Riley, you started this. Finish it.
Now listen, son. First, finish school. Look at me. Did I quit school? No. I stuck. Year after year, I stuck. Right there in the seventh grade. I outlasted three teachers.
But I can make big money. Captain Rudolph Rigoletto says he could take a bright fellow like me and teach me to be a human bullet.
What? Nobody's going to teach my son to be a bullet.
No, sir. You ain't getting shot around town. How do you think I'll feel when I meet a friend and he says, I saw your son today. He was higher than a kite. Junior, you ain't joining no circus.
Oh, Pop, it's my big chance.
No, I say you can't do it.
But, Pop...
My head's made up.
You told me to get a job. You said boys ought to work. You said that when you were my age...
Never mind what I said. You ought to know better than to listen to me. Now listen to me.
Yeah, well, I'm not going back to that old school. I'm going to work in the circus and get famous.
Junior?
Oh, you never let me do anything that's fun. But I'll show you. If you don't let me, I'll run away. You'll see. I'll run away.
Now, Joe.
Well, Riley, you and your smart tricks. Now your son's running away with the circus. Do you realize what that means?
Yeah. All my grandchildren will be acrobats. What a revolting development this is.
Teal has just brought you the first act of The Life of Riley, and we'll be back with Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. I hope you'll start using safe liquid Teal to clean your teeth before you give yourself a certain kind of gum-lined cavity. You see, out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums. When gums recede, parts of teeth are exposed, which are 25 times softer than tooth enamel. Those softer parts are easily damaged by daily brushings with toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives. So the chances are 8 in 10 you are risking those ground-in cavities unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives. Only Teal of all leading dentifrices contains no abrasives. Teal cleans teeth with a patented ingredient, protects teeth from ground-in gum-lined cavities. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week to make teeth look their best safely. Just follow directions on the package. Ask for large family-sized Teal and save money. T-E-E-L, Teal, the tangy, refreshing liquid dentifrice. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Riley talked his son, Junior, into taking a two-day job at the circus. But now, to Riley's dismay, Junior wants to quit school and travel with the show. Riley's wife is furious with him and has ordered Riley to bring the boy home at once. Right now, we find Riley in a telephone pay station, and he seems to be giving his wife quite a lecture.
Now, look, Peg. I'm head of this family, and what I say goes. I won't stand for no interference, and this is one time I'm going to handle things my way. Well, that sounded good. Now I'll call her up and say it to her. I can be pushed just so far.
Hello?
Hello, sweetheart. How's my little darling?
Who is it?
Who is it? It's your loving husband, Mr. Riley.
Oh, Riley, where are you? Is Junior with you?
Well, no, not exactly, Peg. The fact is...
You know what I told you. Now, don't come home without him.
Yeah, but don't...
And I mean it.
Peg, wait, Peg. She hung up on me. Well, two can play at that game. Now I'll hang up on her. What a life. Sometimes I feel I'd like to crawl into a hole and stay there forever.
I wouldn't say that if I were you.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Going my way.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I've just come from the circus. Mm-hmm. I saw a perfectly fascinating trick by a magician.
Huh.
He gets into a box. The assistant nails the lid down. They lower the box into a deep pit and fill up the pit with gravel. And then I went to see...
But, Digger, didn't you see the finish of the trick?
Oh, is there more?
Sure. Later, they dig up the box, open it, and the man steps out.
Hmm. Inferior workmanship. Tell me, Riley, why do you seem so downcast?
Oh, same old thing, Digger. Trouble with my boy again.
Ah, yes. Boys can be a problem. There's a gang of young hoodlums that's been annoying me. They gather outside my business establishment and chant a certain song.
What song, Digger?
Onesie, twosie, Digger ain't choosy. Threesie, foursie, he comes to your doorsie. Foursie, fivesie, if you're alivesie. Ninesie, tensie, he'll come againsie.
Yeah, but with Junior, it's more serious. I got him a job in a circus, and now he wants to run away with it on the road.
A common desire with boys. When I was a lad, I too wanted to run away with the circus. You see, I proposed marriage to the lady contortionist.
Contortionist?
Yes, she was very thrifty, and I wanted a wife who could make both ends meet. the circus. The circus. The colorful clowns stumbling in the dirt. The pink lemonade all over your white suit. The delicious cotton candy full of boll weevils. I adore tattooed ladies. They're so gay.
I wish I knew how to stop Junior from running away with this circus, Digger.
Oh, that's easy, Riley. Simply bribe his boss to make the work difficult. Then Junior will quit of his own accord.
Digger, you've got the right idea. That ought to make Junior quit. That's just what I'll do. Thanks, Digger. You're a lifesaver.
That is a matter of opinion. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
It's the only way to cure Junior. Now, all we got to do is find his boss.
My, it's exciting to be backstage. Look at that Roman chariot there. Ben-Hur rode in a chariot like that.
She did?
I guess this is where they keep all the props when they're not being used.
Yeah, but I wonder where Junior's boss... Waldo.
Huh?
There's Junior. He's coming this way. I don't want him to see me.
You better hide.
Yeah. Where? Oh, here, under this tarpaulin here.
Hurry, Mr. Ryder.
Yeah, okay. Hey, there's something under here. It's a big sewer pipe.
Well, crawl into it. Hurry up.
Okay, I'm crawling in. Gee, it's dark in here.
I'll let you know when he's gone, Mr. Riley. Can you hear me? I guess he can't hear.
Hey, Mr. Benny. What are you doing
here? Oh, good evening, Junior. I'm waiting for a friend.
Yeah, well, you better wait outside. They don't want anybody hanging around Captain Rigoletto's cannon.
Cannon? What cannon?
Well, it's under that tarpaulin.
My stars. Does it look like a big sewer pipe?
Yeah, the front end. Only it's on wheels. Hey, you better beat it. Here comes some guy.
Junior, wait. Oh, dear me. Mr. Riley, that's not a sewer pipe you're in. Oh, dear, he can't hear me.
Hey, you, Shorty, get away from that gun.
But there's a friend of mine who...
Throw the rope out, Joe. Hurry up. They're waiting for this cannon in the ring.
But Mr. Riley...
Just wait, Bob. No arguments. You're holding up this show.
But wait, please.
Okay, Shorty. Human bullets on next. Get a hold of that wheel now. Heave.
Here she goes, Matt.
They'd be moving the sewer pipe in the middle of the show. I better stay quiet inside here for a while. I want to be sure nobody sees me when I come out of this thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now the grand climax of the performance. Positively the world's most sensational act.
I could see that.
Introducing the human bullet, Captain Rudolph Rigoletto.
Boy, he must be brave. I wouldn't get in that cannon for a million bucks. That's funny. Now they're tilting the sewer pipe. Somebody's looking in here. Well, it's lucky he can't see me in the dark. He's getting in. Pardon me, mister.
What?
Who say that? Who's in here?
Me.
My name is Riley, and you're standing on my eyebrow. Hey, what are you doing in my sewer pipe?
What are you doing in my cannon?
What's that? I can't hear.
What are you doing in my cannon?
Oh, cannon. For a minute, I thought you said cannon. Cannon! Help! Let me out of here!
Don't worry, we both be out of here in a minute.
In just 1 second, Captain Rigoletto will be shot out into space!
Now stop! Don't pull the trigger!
Hey, there goes Rigoletto! But who's that following him?
Bounced around that net for a minute and a half.
I did not. I was just taking bows.
Pop, when you take bows, you're supposed to face the audience.
Well, you made the front page, Riley. Here, look. Yeah. The headline says, Lunatic Stows Away in Big Gun.
I'm sorry, Dumplin. I just wanted to fix it so Junior would stay home.
Oh, don't worry, Pop. I won't run away with the circus.
You won't? Oh, that's wonderful, son.
Yeah, well, I figure I need it around here. Somebody's got to help Mom keep you out of trouble.
Junior, a little respect. Remember, I'm old enough to be your father.
Oh, Riley, why did you ever do such a thing? What are you going to tell people when they ask you how you let yourself get shot out of a gun?
I got a perfect excuse. I'll tell them I didn't even know I was loaded.
Always remember this.
Teal protects teeth from gum-lined cavities, cavities ground in by daily use of toothpastes or powders containing harsh abrasives. Modern liquid Teal is the only leading dentifrice that cleans teeth without abrasives. T-E-E-L, Teal, cleans teeth safely.
Sorry I talked you into such a mess at the circus.
Oh, that's okay, Gillis. It was really my own fault. You know me, I ain't got a mind of my own, so I use anybody's.
Just between us, Riley, when that cannon went off and you went shooting through the air, was you scared?
No. All I kept thinking was how much faster this is than the Hollywood bus.
Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invite you to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach and is currently starring in the Paramount picture, The Blue Dahlia. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and was directed by Andy Potter. Music by Lou Kozloff. The script is by Ashmead Scott, Alan Lipscott, and Reuben Shipp. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Junior is Scotty Beckett. Digger Odell is John Brown. Waldo Binney is Dink Trout. Mac was Herb Vigran. And Captain Rigoletto is Patsy Flick. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley. And for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
That's true. Take lingerie, for example. Why, Dreft keeps my dainty underthings fresher and brighter than even expensive soap flakes.
Right. You see, Dreft is different from soap. Dreft's rich suds rinse clean and clear. They simply can't leave any sticky deposits the way all soaps do. No wonder Dreft keeps lingerie, stockings, new woolens prettier and brighter far longer than any soap could ever do. With Dreft, there's no soap fading.
Yes, and for washing dishes, Dreft is just unbelievable. Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine even without wiping. Every woman knows how dishes washed with soap dry with a greasy film unless you polish them. Well, my Dreft wash dishes drain dry, bright and sparkling. Even glasses sparkle without touching a towel to them.
Yes, ladies. Decide now to open up this bright new world of beauty for your nice things, for your fine washables, for your dishes. So get Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Next time you shop, get Dreft.
Same time when Teal for a beautiful smile brings you The Life of Riley for laughs.